was a group in Shelbyville that used to do a reenactment of a debate that was done by Anthony Thornton and Abraham Lincoln. There is a painting that hangs in the courthouse today that shows all of the prominent people from the county at that time. The painting was done by Mr. Robert Root. And the families of those people paid to have the portrait of the person who went to that debate put in that painting. Now, when I first started doing that, I was a farmer that lived up by Moequa. And this reenactment was absolutely marvelous if you love history. But as most people know, history can be very, very dry. So I decided to pick out another character, one who would have lived here at that time, one who would have probably been at that debate, but he certainly wouldn't have been painted in that picture. His name was Captain Lewis Stamps. He was actually elected and nominated as the only legal town drunk in Illinois. During 1855, there was a cholera epidemic in Shelbyville, and Captain Stamps and Pete Sullivan, I believe his name was, and a woman, took care of the sick and the dying from that epidemic. The other two got sick. Captain Stamps didn't get sick because he didn't drink the water. He drank whiskey. He just drank whiskey. So he wasn't going to get sick. After the epidemic was over with, townspeople came together and they created a law that stated that he could be drunk at any time of the day or night anywhere within the city limits of Shelbyville. New police officer was brought to town, and he didn't know about this law. Found Captain Stamps in front of the old state bank building, so drunk he couldn't hardly walk, and he arrested him and put him in jail. The town council immediately convened. They released Captain Stamps and fired the police officer. And that is a true story.